Get your ears wrapped around the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. All the scoop you need to know, from college basketball to the NBA and even March Madness. News of your rising stars. Topics on and off the hardwood. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GSMC Basketball Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff Malinoff, and with me, as always, is Mark Souza. It is our trade deadline special. The trade deadline ends in a matter of hours, 1.5 to be exact.
I have news.
Yes, I do. You can say it.
Nick Stauskas and Wade Baldwin have been traded for a third time in the last 3 days.
I saw that also, and I was laughing.
They're going to the Pacers.
So how many times do you think they'll be traded in the next hour?
I want to know if these guys are just...
Are they going to, like, the Houston and everything, or do they know they're getting traded again?
Are they just connected at the hip is what I'm...
Maybe they're just a package deal, yeah. But what if they... Okay, so they went from Portland, right, to Cleveland. Go from Cleveland to Houston, and now Houston to Indiana. Are they just doing a road trip?
Yeah, it's all money, you know.
But it's like, all right, I'm going to Cleveland, worst team in the league. Oh, but I'm going to Houston, a team that's in the playoffs. Oh, I'm going to Indiana, another team that's in the playoffs. Oh, I'm going to Miami. Oh, I'm going to Orlando. Oh, I'm going to New York. Oh, I'm going to Boston. Like, where are they going to go next? I honestly think they're going to get traded one more time, it feels like.
Yeah, who knows? There's still time. So there's still an hour and a half. They can get traded again.
So are they, like, still in, like, Cleveland because of how short amount of time they've been traded?
Yeah, you think they're just like, all right, I'm just going to stay right where I'm at and then wait till the deadline to pass before I make any other plans or do anything else.
They've already had, like, press conferences where they hold up the jersey of the team they're on. Now they have, like, a collect set of teams now.
Yeah, right.
It's bad. I feel bad for these guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, yes, it sucks, but hey, at least it's all happening at once, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it would suck to get traded every couple months, right? Like, 3 or 4 times. Like, at least same week, like, all right, I know that at the end of today, I will at least be with one team for the next 4 months. So, anyways, bigger deadline day news as we jump into the trade deadline special show. A lot of moves have happened in the last 24 hours, way more notable than Nick Stauskas and Wade Baldwin getting moved. No disrespect, but we just saw Mirotić go to the Milwaukee Bucks for Stanley Johnson, another player who's been traded multiple times in the last couple days. And Jason Smith. So obviously a cost-cutting move for the Pelicans as they look to tank and lose as many games as possible so they can put their hat in the Zion Williams chase. And the Bucks, man, they get Nikola Mirotić. And I honestly, man, I think this is a big, big move for the Bucks. What do you think?
This is huge. I mean, and the best part about this, the Bucks are still below the luxury tax. They're taking a $12.5 million contract, but they're still under the luxury tax, which makes it even better. And this with Giannis, like, this team is making a serious run for the top, and I can see them making it all the way to the finals with this huge pickup.
I love this trade for the Bucks because I feel like Mirotić is a good player, but not only is he a good player, but I think stylistically speaking, he's such a good fit with Giannis because you add that outside shooting for Mirotić. He can spot up and hit those threes. He will clear the lane for Giannis. It just makes defending the Bucks harder with Mirotić. I really think this could be the move, like you said. This could be the move that puts them over the top. Obviously, the East right now, man, with Tobias Harris going to the Sixers, Who knows? Plus, the Raptors still got that guy Kawhi. I think we remember him. The Celtics, we think that their best basketball is still ahead of them. The Eastern Conference, it's not too shabby right now at the top.
No, not at all. It's they're enjoying it. They're enjoying the ride. So
16 points, 8 rebounds for Mirotić on the season. He's making 2.7 threes a game, which is tied for ninth in the NBA. I think this is a good fit.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great move by the Bucks, and it's only positive things I see from it. I don't see anything negative.
What about is this trade as impactful as Tobias Harris going to the Sixers?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I think they both are going to make a big impact on the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to another big deal that happened last night and the controversy that ensued around it. Harrison Barnes traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the Sacramento Kings, who are obviously looking to make a playoff push. In addition to this trade, the Mavericks will get back, not in addition to the salary cap relief, they will get Justin Jackson and Zach Randolph, who I think they'll buy out. So basically Justin Jackson.
It's a foregone conclusion they're buying Zach Randolph out. They're having Justin Jackson for his rookie contract, and they're just going for some major free agent moves next season.
Right. So they clear up some cap space. Harrison Barnes has a $25 million player option that he can opt into, which I'm sure he will opt into. He'd probably be crazy not to opt into that in the offseason. So Harrison Barnes goes to the Kings. What do you make of it for the Kings?
This is a win-now situation for the Kings. This is a win-now move.
So they're in ninth. They're a game out of eighth. This is a move that we think is obvious to try and propel them into the playoffs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And with the Clippers training Harris, they might take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah, you're right, because the Clippers trading Harris, it was basically a sign that they don't want to be in the playoffs this year, because they know that, you know, them missing the playoffs is probably beneficial for their future with their salary cap space. Plus, they do get their first round pick back if they don't make the playoffs. So it makes sense for the Clippers, even though it's a hard pill to swallow for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for Sacramento, they see the open door.
Yes. Now, and the Lakers, Clippers are going to be fine next season. They're probably going to get a big time signing. So I think they'll be fine in the long run.
The Lakers are still right behind the Kings. I do think this becomes a two team race, though, because when you look at the standings, Dallas is behind LA. I think Dallas has really waved the white flag on this season, which is fine. And Minnesota behind Dallas. So maybe Minnesota can get back into it. But then behind Minnesota is New Orleans. We know New Orleans is heading down. Memphis is heading down. Yeah, so maybe a three-team race at the most for the eighth spot. Who knows? Maybe the Clippers will actually just make the eighth spot.
If they do, I'll be shocked.
They still have a decent team. I mean,
yeah, absolutely, but I'd just be very surprised just how everything's been going on in trading Harris, one of their top players. I think it's one of those it's the thinking about winning next year rather than winning now. So I'll be very surprised that they actually get the eighth seed.
Yeah. All right. So for Sacramento, we've heard or read, I guess you could say, that they are looking to make a long-term investment in Harrison Barnes. Not sure what that looks like, but they do plan on him sticking around. Do you know he's only 26 years old?
Yeah, he's extremely young. He was drafted in 2012 at the 7th overall pick out of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually on the champion Warriors
team. He's part of the 73-win Warriors, too.
He was also. I believe he was a starter.
Yeah, he was part of the death lineup.
Yeah, and that's insane to think about. And that's why he's got such a big contract from the Mavericks in the first place, when he was a free agent in the first place. Now we're looking at the lines of, he has his option. He's probably obviously going to take that option, because I don't think he's getting that pay anywhere mm-hmm. else. And he's definitely going to a big boost to the Kings lineup for sure.
Yeah, it does take the Kings out of the race to land a potential max contract free agent this summer. But
I don't think they're going to get anybody big.
Yeah, it does propel the Mavericks into a slot, though. So the Mavericks will have the ability to go after maybe another player to pair with Porzingis and Doncic. But for the Kings, and their playoff hopes, it makes a lot of sense because Sacramento really was playing Shumpert at the three, and he's not really a three. He's more of a guard. They didn't really have a true three on the team. It's hard to imagine this, but the Kings have been playing most of the season with basically just Justin Jackson as their only small forward, and he's, you know, obviously Barnes is a step up from Justin Jackson, more of a true three. Shumpert also dealt yesterday, and we'll get to that in a minute. But Barnes is inserted in the starting lineup for Sacramento. It makes sense with their roster construction. It gives them more flexibility, at least defensively, because Barnes can guard fours. He can guard twos. He's more of a switch defender than what Shumpert was. And we'll see how they do going forward.
Yes, absolutely. And this is supposedly Vlade Divac, the general manager of the Kings, said this is only the big we're going to have some more not over yet type of comments. So we'll see how else he has another hour and a half left to do something. So we'll see if we get any news. We have an hour of this show, so hopefully something happens during this show, which I'm assuming at least one trade will.
Yeah, absolutely. The Kings were also active again yesterday, as we mentioned. They sent Amon Shumpert to the Rockets, who coincidentally they were playing last night, but Shumpert was sent to the Rockets. The Kings received Alec Burks and a second-round pick from the Rockets. Alec Burks from the Cavaliers, though, and the Cavaliers get a first-round pick from the Rockets. What do you think of this trade?
It's an interesting trade for sure. There are a lot of moving pieces, and I think it's more budgetary than anything else. There's not really a big time like, oh, wow, they're looking to do this, this, or this. It's more along the lines, I think, just budgets and picks, and it's just moving mm-hmm. pieces. No, nothing really to tell from this overall.
I like it from Cleveland's perspective. They pretty much turned Alec Burks into a first-round pick, which is not bad when you're a team that's tanking. I mean, let's be honest. Well, you don't need Alec Burks for the mm-hmm. future. You need draft picks. So,
and, you know, I just got a little news here about Stauskas and Baldwin. They're most likely going to be waived, it sounds like.
So they...
No, it says the Pacers will waive them. So they go from three teams to no home in a matter of minutes.
And then maybe... What? Can you imagine if both of them were signed by the same team?
That would be the weirdest thing to me.
I know, right?
I don't think they're getting signed. Well, if they get signed, it's going to be some G League 10-day contract type of deal. It's not going to be something big. Mm-hmm. But it's a tough break for them. So here's their timeline. February 3rd, they traded to the Cavaliers. February 6th, they get traded to the Rockets. February 7th, they get traded to the Pacers. And probably by tomorrow, they will be waived. Mm-hmm. They go just a rough day. That's just a rough week, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll see where these players sign. At least if they're waived, they can kind of pick their next destination, which you'd want to see at this point. I mean,
yeah. Questions why they made these trades in the first place for these kind of guys. Like, what are they getting out of it in the long run?
So the Kings basically get, after yesterday's flurry of action, Harrison Barnes, Alec Burks, and a second-round pick, they give up Justin Jackson, they give up Shumpert, and they give up Zach Randolph. What do you think about that when you lay it out like that?
It's good moves on their part. It's positive moves, and they're improving. That's just the bottom line.
Right. So maybe they can improve and make that last playoff spot. Definitely makes the rest of the season interesting for them. See how those players will gel, and we'll get first crack at it tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, the Kings host the Heat, and they expect both players to be available, Harrison Barnes and Alec Burks. So. Mm-hmm. We might see a glimpse of what to expect going forward. They also play the Suns on Sunday, so it's a chance for the new guys to get acclimated in two very winnable games at home before the All-Star break.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of there's still a lot of moves to be made this deadline. I feel like there's going to be still more to come. So we'll see how everything turns around. By
what
the
about
time there's
the Wizards trade yesterday? They move Otto Porter. It sounded like they had been resisting.
I feel like this was a long time coming, though.
Well, they were resisting trading Porter for quite some time, but they do trade him. to the Chicago Bulls, which is an interesting place for him to land, for Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker. Wizards obviously doing this to cut some costs here. Otto Porter's contract is off of their hands. What do you think about this trade overall?
Budgetary, nothing more, my opinion. And I think it's just like trying to get rid of contracts and trying to see if they can re-sign these guys they want. It's just moves for money, if that makes sense.
It's weird to me, man. I don't know what the Bulls are doing, to be quite honest with you. They invested a lot of money in Zach LaVine. Now they invested a lot of money in Otto Porter. It seems like if I'm trying to rebuild a team from the ground up, I don't want to have those two players invested a lot in, because I don't know if they're enough to be franchise type players. You know, they just seem like decent players.
Oh, I agree. But again,
it's weird. It's weird to me. I don't get it. I don't like it, to be quite honest with you. But I'm not sure if they have other moves up their sleeve.
Who knows what they're going to think about? Who knows what free agencies going to have to them? Even though with these contracts, they can still make some moves. So we'll see how everything transpires.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't know what their plan is, so we'll see.
Yes. Tyler Johnson was traded from the Heat to the Suns. In addition, the Heat get Ryan Anderson back. I don't know what they're planning on doing with that. If they're planning on waiving him or using him, I could not tell you. He's kind of a high-priced player at this point for somebody who never played for the Suns.
You know, last year the trade deadline was a lot of old players being traded. Now it's a lot of young guys being traded. It's like a little swip swap there.
What else? Was there any other big trades that happened? I don't think so.
The Rockets traded, what was his name? Ennis?
Ennis,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a small move.
It just seems like the Rockets are making more of the moves than anybody else, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you say we go to a break? When we come back, we can talk a little bit about the Anthony Davis fiasco.
Yay, okay. But first, I want to talk to you guys about investing. Because when investing and planning for your retirement, it's always best to get the advice from the experts. Best-selling author Harry Dent, America's number one economist, says the dark window is open. There's an opportunity to rapidly boost your retirement savings for the greatest stock market crash in American history. But this dark window won't be open for long. You can make up to 10 times the annual average stock market gain in just a few short months. Find out more by going to www.harrydentforecast.com. There's a very short time to take advantage of this dark window. So once again, you want to take advantage? Go to www.harrydentforecast.com to learn more.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast. We're in the trade deadline special, but we can't talk about the trade deadline without talking about Anthony the Brow Davis, can we?
Nope, we sure can't. We've been talking about him since, what, for about a week now?
Well, he is the talk of the town because of his elite play and the fact that when a guy that caliber is available to be drafted or to be traded, he's going to be talked about.
Mm-hmm. So the Anthony Davis fiasco, let's talk about it. I mean, he requested a trade or said that he wasn't going to resign and that he'd like to be moved if possible. obviously the Lakers jumped on that, have been trying to get him. They've reportedly offered him, or offered the Pelicans, excuse me, a big trade offer that was not ultimately accepted. And now Brian Windhorst of ESPN is kind of alluding to that this whole thing being a sham, and that the Pelicans were never going to trade him, and they were just messing with the Lakers screwing around in this process. I don't really know. But what do you think about
that? Sounds kind of childish if that actually is the case. But I don't think that's the case. I think they were seeing what they could get for Davis, and if they liked it, they could go for it. But if they don't, they can always look elsewhere. Like, this was just if anything, it was like a test run to see what they can get in the summer. Because, like, the Celtics aren't too, like, the Celtics aren't not contenders for this, because they are. And the Knicks are as well. And it all comes down to, like, what are you willing to sacrifice for arguably one of the best players, if not the best player in the NBA? And it all comes down to they thought they weren't getting enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see why the Pelicans would.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know why the Pelicans would conspire in messing with the Lakers. It doesn't seem
possible. It's not like a
frat
party where you're pranking the other frat or something like that. This is a serious organization. This is a business maneuvers. This isn't just messing around. This is serious stuff. So I don't think this was any quote-unquote messing around.
Yeah, I don't see why they would need to conspire here. It just sounds like a lot of sour grapes is basically what it sounds like. Like, I think Brian Windhorst, for better or for worse, is, I mean, he's a LeBron guy, right? Like, they're friends. Like, that's how he got big. That's how his career was on an upward trajectory, because of his relationship with LeBron James. We know this. So it seems like maybe LeBron's frustrated with this, and maybe that's his side of the story, and that's what Windhorst is referring to. But I don't know, man. The Pelicans never had to trade Anthony Davis right now. They never had to. So whether they do or not in the next hour, we'll see. But probably not at this point. But regardless, they don't have to. They can wait till the offseason. It actually might make more sense for them to wait until the offseason, because at that point, they might have more teams interested. They might drive up the cost of Anthony Davis. So you had a team like Boston at that point. You had a team like the Lakers, I'm sure, will still be involved. The New York Knicks could be a possibility. Any one of the teams that lands the number one pick in the draft could enter the Anthony Davis sweepstakes. We just don't know at this point. So it financially speaking, or strategically speaking, it might make more sense for them to wait until the summer.
Yeah, true. And they would get a lot more offers in the summer, because multiple teams, rather than just a select few, would go after them. So they probably get a lot better deal if they wait in the summer, in all honesty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm not sure. What we do know, though, is, well, what we do know is the Lakers the other night looked a little disjointed at their game against the Pacers. I mean, we saw a team that got blown out. We saw images of LeBron sitting very far away from his teammates. We don't know what the dynamic of the locker room is right now, what the psyche is of all the players. But do you think that if they go without going, if the Lakers do not make this trade, if they move forward past the trade deadline with the same roster that they had yesterday and the day before that, will they be able to rebound and make it to the playoffs? Or do you think that this situation might tank the team and they won't make the playoffs this year?
You know, I have no idea. It's unpredictable, honestly, because it can go either way, like you said. And it could be a complete failure. It could be a great move. How do I explain this? It's so, a better word is unpredictable. Mm-hmm. Because it could go either way. We just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. I think that the Lakers will make the playoffs. I do. And despite
the
moves,
LeBron.
Yeah, despite the moves that the Kings have made, it's a LeBron team, man. Like, if he stays healthy, they make the playoffs. I just feel that way.
But that's a question that's kind of hazy because he is coming off a groin injury. This is like
right,
the first major.
He stays healthy.
One of his first major injuries of his entire career. So we've never seen this kind of happen before. So we don't know if LeBron will get further injured. We really don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. This is the first real time that he's been injured. Like, he's been hurt.
Assuming me and Mark have assumed for a couple of weeks now that it's a torn groin.
Yeah, but it looks like he's back now.
It's fine now. But he was out for a period of time where it had to be some sort of tear or major injury.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still, like, question marks about LeBron's health. So that is a problem. Because if he's out, Lonzo's not going to carry this team up, despite what his dad says. His dad did say he was better than LeBron, which is like, okay, now you're just being now you're just being ridiculous.
That's true. I mean, LeVar Ball did go on Undisputed on the Fox Network this morning. And in true LeVar Ball fashion, he talked about how great his son is and how all the struggles of the team are everybody else's fault other than his own. He did also say that his son was better than LeBron James, which
he
is interesting.
He said he was a winner, and then I love Shannon Sharp, what he said. He's like, what has your son won? And he goes, he went to the Sweet 16. They don't put a banner up for that. They had 30 games. They won 30 games. And once again, they didn't win the Pac-12 with Lonzo. So I don't know what he thinks his son is, how he's a winner, but he's not. He hasn't won anything. Shannon Sharp's right. And
yes.
He got put on the spot, and he couldn't really handle it, honestly. And what LeVar Ball says about his son being this amazing player, let him loose, and he would be great in carrying a team, I think it's hurting his son more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I say the problems will lie. Lonzo's career will be looked at as a failure because of his father.
Right.
Because his father sees him as Magic Johnson, LeBron James, all these amazing, talented, all-time greats. And you can't live up to that hype even if you were that hype, you know? Because that hype is unobtainable.
Speaking of LeBron, he had an Instagram post where he...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He was defending, I guess, the athletes who can do what they want in free agency, saying he was basically commenting on the Harrison Barnes situation, showing that, you know, Harrison Barnes was traded mid-game and that, you know, if that's cool, then why isn't it cool if players, I don't know, go where they want in free agency and whatnot. He's basically trying to make the point it's a business and players shouldn't be ripped for the decisions that they make in terms of where they play. And I thought that was, I don't know, not a very complete thought. Like, I feel like I understand the point that he was trying to make, but I feel like that was a very poor explanation that he was giving.
Yeah, it maybe doesn't have a filter. He doesn't think before he speaks. Like me, but at least I somewhat think because I make up some sense. Unlike
there was the issue of Harrison Barnes getting traded mid-game yesterday, but we've later found out that he knew going into the game that he was probably going to be traded mid-game. Like, he knew that was on the table. And
bench, it looked like he accepted it, and LeBron was just saying, like, you know, why is it that it's a catch-22 almost? You know, it's like, you can do this and make it best for the team, but when the player wants to do something off the team, it's selfish. Like, I understand what LeBron was saying.
Right. So, there's a lot of stuff going in the media. Now, Durant ripped the media last night in his press conference.
Talk about someone that's sensitive. We have
showing
this,
everybody why he's regarded as maybe the most sensitive athlete in all of sports. He was upset because of, I guess, the media talking about or insinuating that he might be a Knick next year.
I don't know how that's so offensive, but whatever.
He was pretty much saying that all he wants to do is play basketball, talk about basketball, but don't talk
about basketball, though.
Yeah, don't talk about accusations or what could be. Talk about what actually is going on.
See, that's the problem I have with it, because that is a basketball question. Like, that is your basketball future. It's like they're doing their job because these rumors are happening. Like, what are your thoughts on the thoughts of you maybe going to the Knicks? It's not like they're saying, what about your family? What about your dad or mom? Like, that's not the question. The question is a basketball-related question. He still got insulted by it. And I hate to tell you, Kevin Durant, but you're a public figure. You're a celebrity. You're going to be asked questions you don't like, but maybe you just got to grow up. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, very sensitive to what's going on. I mean, obviously the speculation is that he will be a Knick next year. I don't think anybody's kind of, I think it's pretty obvious that he'll likely land there. Does it mean he will? No, absolutely not. I mean, he's going to make that decision ultimately on himself, but... Mm-hmm. People are going to speculate because that's the way that the NBA is nowadays. I mean, Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City and went to Golden State. So we know that he might be capable of making another decision that sends him to another franchise. And I don't know. Like, it's sports, man. It's entertainment. And yes, I understand it might be worrisome to him, it might bother him, but he just needs to have a little bit tougher skin. Don't listen
Absolutely.
To it.
Yeah, ignore
Stop
it.
Stop arguing Look online with Bryant. Like high school kids about stuff. Like, just let it go.
He's done that, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's sensitive. Like, when people make comments about him, he can't stop responding.
He goes after fans during games sometimes.
And it's like, man, you're one of the greatest athletes in the world. You're a Hall of Famer. Like, you are one of the best to ever do it, and you get so upset about
That's what
Other
it's
going
to damper his career.
Just let people talk and do whatever you want. And if you go play for the Knicks next year, who cares? Like, that's your prerogative.
Look at Kobe Bryant, for example. How many times has he been just teared apart by media or something of that nature? He says nothing. I don't remember him saying anything. Do you? Do you remember him being a backlash
well,
about it?
No, but there's also something to do with, today's society. I mean... Mm-hmm. Like, yes, there was Twitter when Kobe played basketball, but, like, it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, now, like, social media is...
I see what you're saying.
Even in the last 4 years, 5 years, social media is way bigger than it was.
Even on the court is what I'm saying, because he sometimes gets affected on the court, and he's said some rude things to fans and stuff, because they say rude things back. But I imagine Kobe's hearing just as worse
Basically,
stuff.
Kevin Durant's the kind of guy that he reads everything that's written about him, where guys like Kobe Bryant couldn't care less. Like, they're just like, whatever. Like,
is that what makes
care.
Them so great also, that they ignore... whatever to say about him.
I mean, it could be both ways, right? Like, Kevin Durant, maybe that's been the fuel to his fire for the last 15 years. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe so, but maybe the other part is true as well. Maybe an athlete not caring what people say also makes that particular athlete great too.
And just bashing journalists for doing their job, because that's what they were doing, is doing their job. They weren't saying anything personal.
And of course they're speculating, because that's what it is, man. It's an entertainment
business. That's their
job. It's an entertainment business. Like, they're going to say, oh, this trade could happen. Like, yeah, or this player could go here.
If they said something personal about his personal life, I would get why he would be upset, because I would too, because that's not their business. But they were talking about
it. Honestly, I think he's just mad because he's going to go
out.
To the Knicks.
Yeah,
he's going to go to the Knicks. I mean, I would be floored if he didn't go. Like, I really would. It would be shocking to me if he didn't go to the Knicks at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it sounds like he's probably going to go there. Who doesn't know but who? But the fact that he went off on reporters for doing something that wasn't, like, over the line at all in the slightest is wrong. He's wrong on this situation.
I did want to talk about an interesting comment by Stephen A. Smith on ESPN.
Stephen Smith saying something's interesting comment. Let's hear about this. This is unusual.
He was talking about Magic Johnson wanting to draft De'Aaron Fox over Lonzo Ball, but owner Jeannie Buss said no because of marketing and stuff like that. Like, Lonzo would be a better face of the franchise. Stephen A. Smith said that Magic Johnson will never admit to that, but he would
hold that thought. Raptors are finalizing trade for the Grizzlies to get Marc Gasol.
Wow.
That is actually a big move.
Let's continue this real quick, and then we'll get into that.
Okay, that was actually a pretty big move.
Because we'll wait to see what the actual trade is. But anyways, what do you make of that comment by Stephen A. Smith? Because he did say that if Magic Johnson was next to him, he would say it, and he knows it's true. And Magic won't admit to it, of course, because he's working for the Lakers. But what are your thoughts about that? Do you think that there's some truth to this?
Oh, probably. because he probably saw their game, Kentucky versus UCLA, where De'Aaron Fox was basically all over him, where De'Aaron Fox had Lonzo's number. He probably saw a lot more talent in De'Aaron Fox, and a lot of people still see more talent in De'Aaron Fox. So I understand what he was thinking, but again, you also look at the other side of the coin, and like LeVar Ball is hyping up his son. He's going to be this big-time player type of thing, blah, blah, blah. And that's where the hype factor and the marketing factor comes in. But in reality, I still believe that De'Aaron Fox is better than Lonzo Ball, and I think Magic knew it.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see what happens. We're going to go to a quick break. We come back, we'll follow up on that Marc Gasol, because he actually is the next topic. So if he is on the move, it's perfect. But before that, I want to talk about investing and planning for your retirement. It's always best to get advice from the experts. Best-selling author Harry Dent, America's number one economist, says, "The dark window is open. There's an opportunity to rapidly boost your retirement savings before the greatest stock market crash in American history. But this dark window won't be open for long. You can make 10 times the annual average stock market gain in just a few short months. According to the research of renowned Harvard economist Harry Dent, though, this window could slam shut later this year, and nobody on Wall Street is expecting it. This dark window is something bigger by far than anything he's predicted up to this point. And you can make 10 times the annual average stock market gain. Find out more by going to www.harrydentforecast.com. There is a very short time to take advantage of this dark window. So again, go to www.harrydentforecast.com to learn more.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back, everyone, to the GSMC Basketball Podcast. Like I said, so I apologize for interrupting Mark during that talk about L.A., but Gasol is going to Toronto, it looks like. And it seems to me there's actually a 2024 second-round pick in this, which seems like far away, unnecessarily far away for this trade. But Jonas is also being traded there, Valanciunas, which is probably the biggest name on that side of the coin. CJ Miles as well, and Dellen Wright, who I believe will probably be waived, in my guess, if I had to make a guess.
CJ Miles is a decent player.
Yeah. Dellen Wright, I think, is going to get waived, if anything, though. I don't think he's staying.
It's a very interesting trade, though. Valanciunas is a good player. I wonder why they decided to move on from him.
I don't know, but honestly,
like, he might be as good as Marc Gasol, to be honest with you. He's a really good player.
There's maybe something there, maybe budgetary again. They might have to give him a big money contract in the future, and they didn't want to do that. Marc Gasol is probably cheaper as of right now. And
yeah,
they don't know. And they also don't know if they're going to keep quiet. Maybe they're trying to win right now. You know what I mean? That's just the best I can think of. But this is the plan. However, it's not finalized as of yet, but that is the offer Toronto is giving for Marc Gasol. And Marc Gasol goes from one of the worst teams in the NBA to now one of the top teams in the NBA. So he was on the Grizzlies for a long, long time too. So this is insane to think about overall.
Memphis has also traded Garrett Temple and Jamichael Green to the Clippers for Avery Bradley.
Wow, Bradley got traded too? This just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's actually quite surprising. Bradley known for his trash talking mainly, but He was drafted in back to Gasol though, but he was drafted in 2007 by the Grizzlies. So he's been there for over a decade. So that's a big leap. That's a big jump for him.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting trade for the Clippers.
Wikipedia already has him as a Toronto Raptor. How quick is that?
Who's that, Gasol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are quick.
We are now 58 minutes away
from
the trade deadline being officially up. But, yeah, there's obviously movement. Probably going to be more. I don't really know what to make of the Raptors' move. I don't know if I like it. I'd have to look more into it. Based on first thought, I don't know if they improve their team. It's kind of a weird – Valanciunas is a good player. I mean – Gasol, yeah, of course Gasol's a good player, but I don't know. I don't know if they gained anything is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. True. This seems like a – like I was saying this before, like this seems like there's going to be trades where they're going to rush to try to get names in theory, and that's kind of what I – this is kind of what it feels like in this situation. They're trying to get names rather than
mm-hmm. –
please, like you said Valanciunas is a great player, no doubt about it, but – maybe they saw more in Marc Gasol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, obviously they're looking to win now. Different trades going on. The one guy I'm still wondering about is Mike Conley. We heard that he had turned down a move to the Utah Jazz, citing that he wanted to play in the Eastern Conference. Maybe I don't know, but that was a weird.
This seemed like the trade to put him over there, huh? Like, add him to the mix, but I think they'll probably ask for more in theory.
Mm-hmm. That's weird, though, man, to turn down a trade. I mean, yeah, the Jazz are in the West, but that's a really good team. I think Conley could have been maybe the missing piece to maybe to try and get to play the Warriors in the Western Conference Final. I don't know. I don't think anybody's going
to
beat them.
There might be more to it than we know. There might be more out there, more different ideas or different reasonings.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't really make straight up assumptions because we really don't know what he is thinking or considering. Or this is all speculation, of course.
Yeah, Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that the Gasol deal is done, that they're on the call with the NBA right now, finalizing it. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, who... It is funny. I was going to talk about Charlotte was in on Gasol. Mm-hmm. Charlotte, I had written down, that was going to be our next topic, if Gasol was to make the Hornets better.
It sounded like he was going to the Hornets, but not to be that way.
So this really is a deadline special, isn't it? Like this is.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, well. We always say, like, this isn't like the NFL where that doesn't really, nothing really happens.
Yeah, their trade deadline is broken.
Well, and also you got to look at the fact, like, they need to work on, like, their offensive schemes and all that kind of stuff. Like, this is different. Like, you can go into any team and be comfortable there.
Right.
Yeah. So, we'll see how I'm going to assume there's going to be a couple more trades before the deadline ends. I think we're going to get a little,
But no word yet on Anthony Davis. Sounds like he'll be staying.
It sounds like he's staying because they're not in discussions at the moment. This seems to be all but certain that he's going to stay. Makes sense, though. I think it's the better move overall, honestly, that he's going to do that, that the Pelicans will do that, because he will be a much bigger commodity then.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be so many more available trade offers.
Yeah. So I think Davis stays. We're getting down to it. But Conley, if Conley turned down Utah, do you see any team in the Eastern Conference making a move for him? Because apparently that's where he wants to go. I don't see a spot in
Maybe
Brooklyn.
Maybe Charlotte, honestly. Charlotte's like,
but they have Kemba.
I know, but it's like they were already looking for Gasol. They'd probably get like a consolation prize.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know. I guess we'll see. But
yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, Boston, no.
Miami?
Philadelphia, no. Miami, maybe. They have Dragic, but
or Orlando, maybe. Orlando's been quiet this trade deadline, so maybe them. This is all just complete
Milwaukee.
I
don't see it.
They already made that trade, so I think they're done for the day. But I could be wrong. Gosh, I have zero clue. This is all just complete guesses, too.
A lot of people are liking the trade Gasol to Toronto, to be honest. So maybe I'm just in the minority who thinks that it's not that big of a deal. A lot of people think this is a great deal for them.
Maybe Gasol over Chunas.
Yeah, Gasol. I mean, Gasol's a really good player.
He is 34.
Yeah, it's not him. I just thought Valanciunas was a decent player. Like I don't know. Maybe the gap's bigger than I personally believe. But yeah, the Clippers look like they're clearing some cap room with the Avery Bradley trade, getting Temple and Jamichael Green, clearing cap space for them this summer. So, sounds like Rubio is on the trade block for the Jazz, but they don't have any takers.
I could see him going in the next 50 minutes.
Yeah, I just
Isn't
wonder.
That crazy?
But I wonder if they don't get anybody in return. I mean, I don't think the Jazz are giving up on the season, you know?
Oh, no, not at all. I think this is like, is Rubio that big of a factor on their team, though, would you say? Your opinion. Is he a necessary requirement
but,
for playoffs?
No. Well, I mean, who plays point guard for them if he leaves?
That's true. They're probably looking to exchange point guards, but he's not like, it's not like he's going to be a huge hole in that team. Mm-hmm. My opinion, but you could be wrong. You could think otherwise.
I totally don't know.
I would understand both ways, to be completely honest.
I'm still just trying to figure out where Conley could go in the East. I mean, I don't see a team. I don't see a better situation than Conley going to Utah. That's why I was wondering is like, if he says no to Utah, that might have been the best scenario.
Do you think that
scenario.
Was like, do you think the other was?
Because how many playoff teams, let me ask you this, how many teams that are currently in the playoffs or on the outside, right on the cusp of the playoffs, need a point guard more than the Jazz? Like, I feel like that's perfect for Conley.
Yeah, and they could have, maybe that was what they were looking for in the Rubio. Maybe that was Rubio's exchange. I'm not sure.
But if you're Conley, like, I feel like if you're waiting for a better scenario, you're going to be waiting a long time. This is where I'm going.
Yeah, I agree with that. But again, this is so like we have no idea what's actually going to be going down. Do I see Rubio being traded? I don't know. I think there's a possibility of Conley being traded, though, definitely. But like you said, we were talking about any Eastern Conference teams that he could be on that could fit. And none, really. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any on the top of my head. And obviously, he's not going to like a Cleveland team or anything like that. So that's out of the question.
Well, I guess we're just going to find out what will happen in the next 24 hour or next 58 minutes and then see what these teams look like. In the next 24 hours. I am interested in seeing what the Lakers look like tonight, though. Tonight's game against the Boston Celtics, I don't know how the Lakers respond. If they don't have a trade, are we going to see the same team that showed up to Indiana or didn't show up to Indiana the other night? Or what?
Let me ask you, if you're one of the players that are in the trade talks, how are you feeling right now if it didn't go through and you're still on the team?
I mean, there's a lot of young players, right, on the Lakers. So there's a lot of players that are not used to this, where like maybe veterans can deal with the trade chatter a little bit easier because they're used to it.
And it's also a business. You got to think of it as a business standpoint. Rather, it's not personal. That's what I'm trying to think. Are they going to take it personal or are they going to think of it as, it's just a business transaction?
I mean, I think young players, it's easier for them to take it personal. So
absolutely. But maybe they're more mature than we give them credit for. But who knows?
We have another interesting game tonight on TNT, the Spurs at Portland. A big game for two teams trying to solidify their spot in the playoffs. The Spurs rested players against the Warriors last night and got manhandled, obviously, because they didn't play their best players. But we'll see what they do tonight.
Sorry. You want to hear something funny? Toronto just now tweeted a highlighting Valachunas' return from injury tonight.
Ah, interesting.
Well, that aged poorly.
You want to know a game tomorrow night that I'll be interested in watching on ESPN? Nuggets at 76ers.
Oh, yes. Two big heavy hitters going at it.
Tobias Harris and the 76ers. You'll see a first look at them as they're on ESPN. So it's their first national televised game since the trade.
Good for them.
Also, tomorrow night, yeah, that's really it. I mean, unless you're excited about maybe the Bucks and the Mavericks playing, but no real big hitters. But Saturday, my friend, Spurs at Jazz. The Spurs continue this tough road trip. They play the Jazz Saturday. Raptors play the Knicks. Should be an easy win for the Raptors. I'm looking at other games here. Thunder and the Rockets play Saturday. Will that be the game that Harden doesn't get 30 points?
Probably not. That's my guess. I mean, if George can't probably stop him, but he's going to shoot so many times that I think it's going to just get to 30.
I'll tell you what you'll be doing on Sunday at noon Pacific time.
What am I doing?
You'll be watching the Lakers play the 76ers.
That's
on ABC.
Okay.
There's no football.
There is. Oh, that's depressing.
So 12 noon, you'll be able to watch the Lakers play the new look 76ers.
Mm-hmm.
76ers have a couple big games coming up for their new and improved team.
They got a tough schedule ahead of them. And I'm before we end the show, I'm just going to try to keep updating, see if anything happens in the next like two seconds.
Well, we are ending the show now. And join us on Tuesday as we can recap after we've digested all the trades and have able to look at things with, you know, better perspective over the weekend. We'll be able to see the winners and the losers from the trade deadline and see what we think going forward and what teams may or may not make the playoffs because of additions to their lineups.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to add, Jeff?
I'm still going to look at the trade. One more update
and
before we go. And
we
done.
We are done. See you guys Tuesday.
Anthony Davis trade. No, I'm kidding. JK, LOL. All right. As always, I'm Jeff Malinoff. That's Mark Souza. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.